The Federal Department of Justice has threatened to sue the state for not providing adequate mental health care for female inmates at the Techida prison. While the state has begun to improve the situation at Techida, prison officials are also looking for ways to improve mental health care at all state prisons. Representative Joe Parisi, who called for the upcoming audit, says there are a lot of questions to be answered before any changes can be made.
We want to look at how many people with serious mental illness are housed in the general prison population, how many are in segregation, are they receiving medication, who's giving them this medication. Then we have to ask ourselves, is this the best way to be dealing with people with mental illness?
The audit has strong support from prison staff and the Prison Guards Union, as well as from prison reform advocates like Todd Winstrom of Disability Rights Wisconsin. Winstrom says it's important for the auditors to look at what other states have done in response to federal court orders to improve prison mental health care, and then adjust accordingly.
And changing our model to a more effective and frankly, more cost-efficient model. Doing things right, learning from what's being done in other settings, could let us do more without a huge increase in resources.
Both Winstrom and Parisi predict the state will have to hire more prison psychiatrists and social workers, but they say if the state adopts new ways of dealing with mentally ill inmates both in prison and when they get out, the recidivism rate should decline and lead to a cost savings in the long run. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.